Tomorrow is Christmas Day, so tonight we light the Christ candle to tell us that the real meaning of Christmas is Jesus Christ. He is the most wonderful gift that we could ever have. The Bible tells us about it in John 3:16 through 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
Luke 1 tells us that God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary and said, "You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary replied, "How can this be? I am a virgin." Gabriel said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, for nothing is impossible with God."
You see, the birth of Christ was not a random event. It was planned by God. It was predicted by the prophets. It was expected by the people, and it was fulfilled on Christmas morning when the Savior was born.
Luke 2:8-16. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Let us pray. Dear God, I pray that this Christmas we would be like the shepherds and respond and seek out the gift of Christ that you gave us on that very first Christmas. Lord, we are living in a land of darkness, and you are the great light, and we all need a wonderful counselor, everlasting Father, and a Prince of Peace. You are mighty God.